everybody, and welcome to episode 37 of the CCB Health and Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet. It's been a while. That's okay. We want to hear from you. What have you been up to? All right, everybody, and we'll just get right into it today, episode 37. I know it's been a while when my wife basically said, hey, there hasn't been any podcasts in my feed. I wanted to not bombard you and annoy you too much. And I know it's been the summer and people have been, you know, a little, I don't want to say, well, I guess busy, right? You've just been out. You've been out hopefully maintaining your activity levels and exploring the world and just living life. I mean, that's what it's really all about. You know, there's no point in being healthy and fit and active if you just sit and let life go by. So we certainly want you to get out there and enjoy life and be happy and be active. So I've been up to a lot. There's some projects on the way that we, you know, certainly we can chat about, you know, somewhere down the line. So I'm trying to keep myself busy. We've created the September Challenge, and that's what we're going to talk a bit about today. I know the last two podcasts have been centered around that, but we're going to talk a little bit more about progression through the challenge. And after today, there'll be one more follow-up to the September challenge. It'll be a brief, but it'll be one more follow-up. And I've been off doing my thing, which is my swim, bike, run. You know, that's my way of getting out and living life. And yeah, just general house chores and honey-do list, and you know, making sure the dog is happy and healthy as well. And yeah, so life's been good. So I'm hoping everybody had a great summer. I'm hoping that you've been participating in our September challenge. And, you know, I really want to hear from you. So that's today what we're going to talk about really quickly is the trends. We want to see, have you found any trends in your examination of what you've been eating on a weekly basis? And remember, we're not here to nitpick and say, well, you know, you shouldn't be eating this and you shouldn't be eating that. You know, you're naughty, naughty, right? We're going to slap your wrists and it's all horrible. It's about taking a critical look at our lifestyle and making sure that, you know, we're checking off the boxes to leading a healthy and active lifestyle. And that's what CCB Health and Fitness is all about. It's not just about being super fit or just eating well. In order to be healthy and active and lead a, you know, a fulfilled lifestyle, it's lifestyle changes, right? And we've talked about that before. So yeah, we've done a challenge where we've looked at, you know, mindful eating. We've done a challenge where we've looked at being mindful about what kind of activity we're doing. Maybe down the line, we'll do a challenge about something along the lines of, you know, mental health, you know, maybe what makes you happy or what stresses you out and techniques to solve that. But ultimately, that's what it's about, right? We need physical health, psychosocial health. We need proper eating, everything to really balance that all out. So in our examination of being mindful, we really want to look at, you know, over the first 2 weeks, we took a look at what we ate, honestly, and now we want to see what trends we have. And, you know, I can give you examples of some of my trends. If you've been watching any of the Facebook, you might see some of that as well. You know, being an athlete, an endurance athlete, you know, my diet's a tiny bit skewed towards the high carbohydrate side of things, right? Certainly carbo loading is a thing. I know some people think it's a myth, but it is a thing, and it is important for endurance athletes especially to partake in, right? And essentially it just means eating way more carbs than is necessary. And we'll give an example about how you can go the other way with that, with one of our listeners. She sent in a bit of a note regarding that. But my diet personally is skewed a lot towards the carbohydrate side. It's sort of that fuel that fuels your endurance. Yes, fat fuels it as well. It's a whole balancing act. We can get into that if you have specific questions. Other trends I've really noticed is a couple things. One is my snacking. So yeah, I might be carb heavy in my snacking, but part of it is I'm eating later in the evening. So oftentimes I have, an evening workout, and you know, I might have had dinner before, or I might not. You know, I might exercise on a lighter stomach, so you're not exercising or running up with a big full meal. So I tend to have my dinners later usually, Or if I've done an activity after my dinner, I tend to snack a lot as well. So that's one thing that, you know, you really want to be mindful of and be aware of is, you know, do you really need that snacking, or is that necessary to sort of build your system back up? Or is it something that you're basically just doing because you're bored and you're hungry and it's just distracted eating? So that's something I'm mindful of as well. One of my other trends that I notice as well is I think I've mentioned this before. I'm not a huge fruit guy. I'm not huge on eating fruit. And yes, I can hear the yelling and the, oh my God, yeah, I can hear that over this podcast, even though it's not even been published yet. But yeah, that's my Achilles heel is never really loved fruit. And I think it's mostly a texture thing. So what my wife and I do is we try to find different ways to ingest fruit. Never is it in the pure form of, you know, just grabbing an apple and just eating it, or a banana and just eating it. Usually it's in some sort of semi-processed form. So apple sauces, dried apple. One thing my wife does buy that we've both really liked are basically sort of pure fruit popsicles. So basically it's just, I'm thinking it's just basically pureed fruit and water in a popsicle form. And I really tend to like those. Again, it's a consistency thing for me. I like the taste of basically all the fruits, just not huge on consistency. So that's something I have to be mindful of as well, to make sure that I'm getting, you know, what I'm missing from fruit, I'm getting other places in my diet, right? So vitamins and minerals and the fiber, etc. So that's something, again, I have to pay attention to. And one other thing, one trend I've noticed is what I consume in terms of liquid. So I'm a coffee guy in the morning. I'm either beer or wine guy in the afternoon. I drink a lot of water while I exercise. But one thing I've really noticed is I'm not consuming enough water just regularly outside of exercise, you know, and that's not really good. you know, our body absolutely needs fluids, right, to carry on all the processes that it helps transfer electrolytes to throughout your system. You know, basically helps conduct those electrical signals and helps you stay sharp and stay healthy. Obviously keeps the kidneys working. You know, it's sort of the vital thing in life. You know, you can go a long, long time without eating, but you can't go very long without drinking, right? We absolutely need that for all of our systems and our blood pressure and blood viscosity, etc. So that's one thing I really have to work on is my consumption of water, I guess, you know, just plain water. You can have flavoring like the Crystal Light, I think it's stevia, you know, sugar additive. You can have flavoring, but even just, you know, a glass of water randomly as you go by the kitchen sink is going to do you really good too. So those are some of my trends. And, you know, I really want you to kind of examine what your trends are. And as you notice there, what I'm trying to do is look at the trend, but also look at potential solutions. So you can't just say, well, this is what it is and woe is me, but look at what your potential solutions are. You know, mine in terms of snacking, you know, being mindful about, do I need it? In terms of fruit, finding other ways to get fruit into me. In terms of liquid, finding opportunities to drink more water when necessary. And I'm sure there's more trends I could examine, but I'm not going to bore you with all mine. I want to hear from you guys, right? And so on that note, we've got a couple feedback emails from two folks specifically, and one has been Corinne, and she's listened to our podcast a lot. And that's her email was really interesting because it did the flip side to my email, to my lifestyle. So my lifestyle is very carb heavy, right? Being an endurance athlete, it's what it is for me. Corinne sent us an awesome email, and I'm going to paraphrase, and I apologize if I get any of this wrong, Corinne. So she basically paraphrased it and said a little while back, her and her boyfriend decided to adopt a bit more of a low carb diet, right? They've replaced their potatoes with turnips. They've gotten rid of a lot of breads, a lot of pastas, a lot of rices. They're eating more protein. And what they've been finding is that, you know, the weight has been coming off pretty quickly. Now, we'll go back to, again, the disclaimer. Being a kinesiologist, you know, I have to be middle of the road, right? Certainly, me eating a high carbohydrate diet is not recommended, you know. And I would even go as far to say as cutting out or eliminating something in terms of carbohydrates, like Corinne, is not necessarily something I would recommend. It's not bad, so I want to make that clear. It's not a bad thing, but I can't recommend one way or another, right? You have to do what works for you. And I think the reason Corinne's works, and it probably is something I can sort of nod at and say, you know, that is okay, is what she's finding. It's not that she's cutting out carbohydrates altogether, from what I'm understanding. She's just eliminating a lot of the unnecessary carbohydrates. And that's certainly something I can get behind and I can promote. In terms of carbohydrates, you know, your body needs these macronutrients. So three main macronutrients. One is a carbohydrate, right? It's a quick access sugar for your body, right? It helps all your body processes, you know, function rapidly. That's your body's primary source of energy is sugar. So carbohydrates is essentially, a sugar. We need fat. Absolutely, we need fat for proper nerve function, for proper organ function, for insulation, etc. So we certainly need fat, and we certainly need protein, right, to rebuild muscles and rebuild body tissues. Happens to be, if everybody lived like me and ate way too many carbohydrates but didn't actually, you know, utilize them in terms of physical activity, that's where people get into trouble, right? We're a very carb-heavy society, and yes, what Corinne has found is there was a lot of opportunities in her daily diet to cut out or simply reduce the amount of carbohydrates she was getting. And maybe tweak it by adding in more fiber with fruits and vegetables, adding more protein. So you want to think of it as like a three-way teeter-totter, really, all right? And you don't want one being more dominant the other. For general activity, general lifestyle, we want a balance of those macronutrients, fat, protein, carbohydrates. So Corinne's has been really good in terms of she's examined, oops, as you hear a bang, I apologize. That is my iPad falling to the ground and taking my foot out. This is live podcasting, folks. Man, oh man. Kind of a side note. So I do my podcastings live. I don't do a whole bunch of editing, partially because I'm not an editing kind of guy. And partially, you know, I like the way the conversation rolls one off, right? I basically come up with these ideas ahead of time and I put them out there in the podcast form, and I don't cut and paste and mix and match unless you'll really know. Like if I do an outdoor kind of thing, you'll notice all of a sudden the microphone changes or whatever. But yeah, so I do basically live podcasting, and that's sometimes why you hear the dog, and that's why you heard my iPad fall on the ground. So yeah, I apologize. Anyways, so back to Corinne. So I think she's done really, really well, and she's found opportunities to cut out the excess, right? And it's the same thing individuals with the Atkins diet, right? Or really high and just basically eating tons and tons and tons of protein, right? I can't recommend you skew that teeter-totter system one way or another. Ultimately, it's about a balance. It's finding the balance of appropriate amounts of carbohydrates, fats, proteins, vitamins, and minerals. You know, I know there's some, like we'll get here in a minute with Mike, there's some that, you know, they eliminate dairy in their diet. Again, you know, there's certainly debate over a lot of, you know, the validity or the need for dairy or the need for carbohydrates, etc. From my point of view, I'm going to say you need all of these food groups, you just need them in a bit of a balance. However, if you decide to try to change anything, then, you know, you see how it works. Don't change it full throttle. Don't completely give up something right away and go cold turkey, so to speak. If you are going to make changes to your diet to see if you feel better, to see how your energy levels are, do it slowly, you know, cut out one thing at a time or reduce one thing at a time. There's nothing wrong with tweaking your diet to sort of tweak that teeter-totter, that balance, to see, you know, how you feel. You know, for me in my off season, I certainly need to cut back on the amount of carbohydrates. I really need to tweak that teeter totter to have a bit more of a balance to it, because I don't need the carbohydrate levels that I have, you know, when I'm super duper active. So Corinne really, I think, did that, right? She examined, she found what works for her, and it really turned out well. She said they've lost a bunch of weight, they have great energy. So that's, you know, that's fantastic. That's ultimately what we, you know, what we aim for. We want people to find what works for them and feel better, because when you feel better, you want to do more, right? You want to get out, you want to live life. There is no one size fits all. And I think you guys are learning that in terms of eating and in terms of exercise. So awesome job, Corinne. I hope I've kind of got that right and I didn't sort of butcher the idea there. But that's kind of what I got from the email. And I think it's turned out really well for you and your boyfriend. So another one we've got is Mike. And again, Mike is from out west. He's one of our sort of local champions out west. He's really, he's new to the CCB chapters out there, but he's a highly active individual, and he's a really motivated guy. And him and I have had a lot of great discussions regarding, you know, diet. And he's one that, you know, has made some pretty significant changes and is pretty set in his ways in terms of what he finds works for him and believes works for him, right? And certainly there's nothing wrong with that. He's having great success, right? Again, I've had to, you know, him and I in our discussions have had to, you know, maybe agree to disagree a bit, because, you know, again, as a kinesiologist, I have to be, unless I'm counseling you specifically, I have to be middle of the road. And so certainly that's what we're going to find here. If you want to talk about the keto diet and you want to talk about some of the stuff that Mike's up to, absolutely. I'm quite sure he would love to chat, about that. He's very knowledgeable in that. He's done a lot of research. He's looked at a lot of, vetted scientific documents, the nutritionfacts.org, which we've talked about before, a website that basically takes science-based facts and puts it out there, and they prove it by showing you the science. Mike's as excited about nutrition as I am about exercise, so he's a good guy. But what he's sent, and I'm going to paraphrase here, Mike, because I know you're going to hear this, but again, it's a blind guy trying to read off of my laptop. So I'm going to try to pick one day, and he gave me a whole week's worth. And what I found with Mike is that there was a lot of consistency, and the consistency really came in breakfast. You know, he seems to have a lot of the same breakfast, and consistency in terms of quantity as well, right? You don't see this huge binging and fasting. You know, you see him every day. He's got breakfast, lunch, and dinner with a bit of a snack. You know, he has things like chocolate. He has things like a little bit of rum. You know, he's still living life. He's still having that balance. So, you know, an example for Mike, in the morning on Monday, so we'll go with Monday, he had a veggie omelet with one whole egg and two egg whites, I believe it is. He's had a couple pieces of toast. One is dry. One has a little bit of jam on it. He has a 12-ounce coffee. So he's had a little bit of coffee. I believe it's black coffee. Yes, black coffee. And he's had a little piece of square dark chocolate, and he's had some water. So that's his breakfast, right? Quite balanced. You know, not massive quantities, but it works quite well. And then he's got a snack mid-morning after his workout, one Clif Bar, and lots of water again. Clif Bar, for those that don't know you or don't know it, is it's very familiar to me in the world of triathlon, because it's actually Clif, C-L-I-F, is a company that makes organic energy foods that are meant to be, you know, pack a good chunk of calories in a small little package that are easily digestible, that are organic, that are made from fairly healthy ingredients. So that's where Mike and I do agree, is on Clif Bar products. So I'm certainly not promoting them, because I'm not allowed to promote one specific brand, but I have found that product has worked for me. But there are lots of other companies and brands out there, you know, that have organic energy foods. So certainly investigate that, right? There's nothing wrong with having, you know, a midday snack with a quick energy bar, right? A Snickers bar, I wouldn't consider a quick energy bar, but like a Lara bar, a Clif bar, a Fiber One bar, a protein bar, you know, there's lots of different companies and things out there that can give you a quick jolt of calories, but have more than just pure sugar, right? They've got some protein, they've got some fat to keep you satiated, they've got some fiber. So yeah, there's good balance. And then on Monday, Mike's example, he had a 6-inch turkey sub at Subway with double meat and double vegetables. Very good. And he had some water as well. Yeah, he had some mayonnaise on there. And then we go to an afternoon snack. So an afternoon snack, he had some half a cup of strawberries, half a cup of blueberries, some handful of some dried unsalted mixed nuts, and water again. Right. So again, with his afternoon snack, he's got a good balance there of some quick carbohydrates, some protein, some fats. He's got a good balance there. For dinner, he's had a baked salmon. He's had some brown rice. He's had corn on the cob. But yes, Mike seems to love his corn on the cob, which is awesome. I didn't know, you know, coming from Ontario, you don't really know how much corn on the cob is out there across the country. Like, I'm in farm country here, so we get it a lot, so we sort of take it for granted. But yeah, he had a balanced dinner there with his rice, his corn on the cob. He had his glass of water, and he had a little bit of rum as well. So that's Monday, right? So what we notice for Mike throughout the rest of the week is that it's fairly similar. He's got a fairly balanced approach, right? And it's about those macronutrients. So if you notice, a lot of his meals have that balance of fat, protein, and carbohydrates, right? Along with water. So, you know, that's certainly where Mike and I agree, is he's covering all his bases. You know, I know he eliminates certain other foods because he finds it really works for him, and that's fantastic, right? But that's trends, right? So it's examining what you're eating, how it works for you. Can you make any changes? When you're exercising, how it affects you after your exercise, before your exercise. And that's really what this whole month has been about, is just taking an honest look. So I really appreciate Mike and Corrine's participation. We have Susan here who's been following us on Facebook. She's been participating as well, which I really appreciate. And, you know, I'm encouraging a lot of you guys out there in the next week and a bit to participate and let us know how you guys are doing. So I think that's enough rambling for episode 37. You've had it all. You've had me trying to read off of my iPhone. Wow. Off of my MacBook is what I've been trying to read off of. You've heard me wrangle my iPad as it has fallen off its stand. Yeah, it's like a gong show here, but hopefully you've got some good advice, some good tidbits, and we've got you thinking. So I thank you all for listening. We've got one more update regarding our mindful eating, sort of a synopsis, a closing off, and then we're going to talk about some other new and exciting things as we move forward. So have an awesome day, everybody. This is episode 37. I am Ryan Van Praet, and as always, if you have any questions, fire them off ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. Have an awesome day.